Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Nothing Concrete, the Barbican podcast. This week, we return to our archive and a conversation with the late conductor Maris Janssens, who sadly passed away in December 2019. He spoke to us back in April 2014, when he was chief conductor of the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra, who were celebrating their 125th anniversary year. Janssens talked to us about what makes each performance unique.
For me, audience is very important. My principle is that we play for audience, because you can say, I'm making music and playing for myself, or I'm making music and playing for public. My opinion, we are doing this for public. Of course, we should like and love music ourselves.
Along with the Concertgebouw director Jan Raas, Janssens also talks about the orchestra's then 125-year history and the benefits of touring. Jan Raas began with an introduction on the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra.
The orchestra is founded together with the building in 1888, because Brahms was complaining Holland has no good food and no good orchestra. And so in this frustration, people put the energy and money together, and so that's a wonderful old story, and we are very grateful to have this golden concert hall, because the acoustic is supporting and giving massage to the orchestra every week. We can rehearse there always. So, and then one of the strong things in the history is we had first Willem Kes. He was, I think, 6 or 8 years chief conductor, and then the legendary Willem Mengelberg was 50 years chief conductor, and I think he put the orchestra immediately in the beginning of the 20th century on the international level, also because of his friendships. He invited many great conductors and composers, as they are. Gustav Mahler was conducting many of his own symphonies in Amsterdam with the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra, but also people like Richard Strauss and Stravinsky and Bartok and Ravel and Debussy were all close to Mengelberg. And that was a very interesting period. And then after the Second World War, we had the Dutch conductor, Edward van Beinum. He was 14 years chief conductor. And then we had the honor with the young, at that time, the young Bernard Haitink to become chief conductor, and he stays there for 25 years. He's still an honored conductor and working every year at 2 or 3 productions with us. And we had, after Haitink, we had Ricardo Chailly. He was 16 years chief conductor, longer than some people think. And now we are already 8-9 years with Maestro Maris Janssens. So it's unique to have only chief conductors, 6 chief conductors in a row in 125 years. And the hall is not changed. And we have still a very loyal public. Our main series, we can play one program in a week 4 times. So we reach 8,000 people in 1 week. So it creates some depth of the production. And sometimes we have a run out, or we tour a lot, and then it's worth to rehearse and to repeat it enough. It's because I know some orchestra can do one program 1 or 2 times, and that's a little bit losing of energy, and you have to to repeat all the things. And we have time to refine it every day. And it's a dream to work on this frequency of programs with great conductors.
Individuality, sound individuality, and musical mentality. The great orchestras, they keep their individuality. So when you come, let's say you work with one great orchestra, X, you feel, oh, this is this orchestra. And then you come to another and you feel, oh, this is this orchestra. Great orchestras, they are proud, and in good sense, they understand that they are great, and they want to keep this greatness and to confirm, or I would say not allowed to play lower the certain level. The another thing is that the great orchestras have musicians who are musically intelligent. What I mean with this? Now, when you prepare some concert, of course, first of all, you look that the orchestra plays right notes, it's a good ensemble and good sound, and somehow what I call it, organize the process. When process is organized, you can say, we are prepared. But this, in my opinion, is not enough. This should not be goal. It's only means how to get on the right level goal. Then start something very special. What is behind the notes? What is imagination? What is atmosphere? For that, musicians should be able musically and mentally to understand that this is a goal. And if the mentality is so simple, they think, why? I'm playing everything right and good. What else I need, yeah? Okay, to evening I come, I will be more excited, there will be more excitement, and so it's everything. Say. So this for me makes a big difference, because with musicians who are musically incredibly intelligent, you can give them very high, interesting, fantasy-full tasks, which are behind this science, musical science. And this for me means it's a great orchestra.
We try to work with the people we admire, of course, but always in a combination with repertoire. It's a question of casting and to trust and to tell a story with this conductor. Because I think it's good to show the orchestra a different repertoire. I think it keeps the orchestra flexible. We play every year also Matthew or Johannes Passion. And we have many world premieres. So it's not a specialized orchestra. I think it's a polyglot orchestra. We have to speak many musical languages, and that keeps everybody fresh. But one of the difficulties to plan this, the schedules of all these conductors are very tight and complex. And so we plan this in beforehand, 3-4 years. And we have always to be proactive and to find also the next generation of conductors. And we are now also investing and to believe in this next generation, not only the mid-generation of people like Ivan Fischer, we have a very close relationship, and Daniele Gatti and so on, but the generation of Andries Nelsons, and we are already working many years. And then it's very important to discover what is the best repertoire and not to do only tip casting, because that's not healthy for them. and to take risks. I think it's good to take risks and to find out what's good for the orchestra. And to play Bach is very healthy. It's like vitamins. But we have a series of contemporary music, and we have the luck to have some subsidies for this. And not to play always the well-known Iron Evergreens.
I think it's very necessary for each orchestra to travel and play concerts in different countries. I think the culture exchange generally is important, especially these days when, you know, people are so much traveling and want to know about other countries, about other nations, about other cultures. From one side, you are ambassadors of your country to show your, let's say, musical level of your country. And the third thing, I think, is important for orchestra, because, of course, there are no, how you say, concerts which should be better and should be worse. All concerts should be on very high level. But still, psychologically, you know, when you go abroad and you play as guest orchestra, you mobilize specially, and this is a feeling. So look, we are guests, listen to us how we play. This is a positive feeling.
We travel a lot and we feel the changes in the world and also the interculturality. And we just played in Korea. It's a young public. I know Lang Lang is in a conversation every day on Weibo, so the Chinese Facebook, every day with 10 million of his fans. So, and they like music. And then when he's playing in Amsterdam, he's talking about Amsterdam. And when he's playing, we have a lot of Chinese people who are living in Holland. So I believe in this intercultural chance and to influence education and to go to the public. Every audience is different. Every city has its own attitude, skills. The building has an influence to the public. So in Barbican, you're close to the public, and I think people like this because you can smell the orchestra and the orchestra can smell the public. You can see in the eyes of the audience. So it's very direct. It's very risky because it's a hall you can hear everything. It's a very honest hall. So everybody is a little bit nervous, but I think that's good to have this concentration. It's positive stress. And it's not a snobbish public in London, I can say. It's people just come for music. They come in jeans, and it's not only social. They come just before because of the content.
Very, very positive feeling, of course. London is a great city, big city. The people like hear music. There are a huge amount of music lovers. And very interesting, they are divided, I think, in some groups like, you know, football fans who join special team. So I think they are, as you know, for each London orchestra. But I think even for guest orchestras, they are some kind of separate groups who like special orchestra. And then they are, I think, I don't know how many, but quite a lot of people who generally like music and come just to listen concerts. And they are open for every foreign orchestra, and coming perhaps more for programs or for artists, and are not somebody who says, oh, I go to this orchestra, and then another one is not so interesting for me. They are real music lovers. It's a concert, interesting program. There are, I think, many who just like music and will come to any concert, and this is very special in such, my God, big city where so many concerts every day. it is unbelievable.
You've been listening to conductor Maris Janssens and Royal Concertgebouw director Jan Rass, interviewed back in 2014. Thanks for listening to this archive edition of Nothing Concrete, the Barbican podcast, here to inspire more people to discover and love the arts with weekly episodes of Archive Finds and Themes series. Subscribe to Nothing Concrete on Acast, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. And if you can, leave us a review to help us get the word out.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.